From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Congratulations are in order for Greene County Emergency Services after being named the winner of a national award for its innovative and heroic use of the new computer-aided dispatch system, or CAD. Greene County Emergency Services launched the CAD system in October. The upgrade, funded by a state grant through the State Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, cost $1.5 million in software and an additional $1 million in personal time. Greene County EMS Deputy Director Randy Ormerod said when receiving a call, the system records the caller's location, number, and the name associated with the number if the person is calling from a landline. The dispatcher will then go through a series of questions with the caller to determine the type and level of response needed for the call. The new system offers improved intercommunication ability with neighboring counties and a mobile app equipped with an automated vehicle locator to be used in conjunction with law enforcement. Emergency services representatives will travel to Texas in April to accept the award. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. The primary election schedule in recent years has found New York in the middle of the pack, a full 2 months after the first contest in Iowa and New Hampshire. As a result, the field of candidates is often narrowed down by the time New Yorkers get to vote. Newly elected State Democratic Committee Chair Jay Jacobs said the state's primary date is something he will look at in the coming weeks. He said, and I quote, "That is one of the top things on my agenda," end quote. Jacobs said it would require action by the legislature. California, another large Democratic state, has already decided to move up its primary date from June to March. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Kinderhook Town Board was presented with a certificate of appreciation and a commemorative coin by the local American Legion post at their March 4th meeting. Tom Barral, the commander of American Legion Post 47, told the board this year is the 100th anniversary of the founding of the American Legion and also the 100th anniversary of the Valencia Post. The centennial will be celebrated as part of the Memorial Day observances in Valencia. The certificate awarded to the town read, and I quote, "We present this certificate in grateful appreciation to the town of Kinderhook to honor your continuous and steadfast support of veterans and the American Legion," end quote. Bureau presented the certificates and the coin to Supervisor Pat Grattan. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Molly Olmsted is reporting for Slate. New York U.S. Senator and 2020 presidential candidate Kirsten Gillibrand is facing accusations that her office effectively neglected to investigate an accusation of sexual harassment by a male aide. During her Senate career, Gillibrand has been a strong advocate for reforms to fight sexual misconduct in Congress and the military. According to a story reported by Politico March 11th, a female aide resigned, accusing Gillibrand's office of failing to investigate and punish the more senior male aide in an appropriate way. The aide, an unnamed woman in her mid-20s, said she was repeatedly harassed by Abbas Malik, a staffer with a close personal relationship to Gillibrand. The accuser alleged that Malik made repeated sexual suggestive comments as well as misogynistic and sometimes cruel comments about his female colleagues and job applicants. Following an internal investigation by Gillibrand's office, Malik was demoted but not fired, according to Politico. After Politico reached Gillibrand's office for comment, Malik was fired. Gillibrand's office said it took the claim in for inappropriate comments by revoking promotion. The woman said she was told her allegations amount to a, and I quote, misinterpretation, end quote, and that the case came down to a, and I quote, he said, she said, end quote, situation. Gillibrand said in a statement that her office has handled the claim appropriately. Read the full story in Slate. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.